So, pleading ill health, I am playing you a flashback today for this edition of Bathrob Spears Broadsides, the March 17, 2022 edition. You're going to be going back to January 1st, 1996, and there's a variety of items that are coming up, which I will describe right after our traditional theme song.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you.
And now immediately, well, just a quick disclaimer, there aren't going to be, I don't think there are any songs of social significance on this particular netcast. In fact, I don't think there are any songs at all, because 1996, it was sometimes somewhat tumultuous going. We had, I think, four people in the studio chatting away about issues that were then very current to a lot of us, some of us more than others, because some of us were unhoused and others were just simply sympathetic. This was of course, New Year's Day, 1996, and we had come out of a December where a campground, the largest permitted campground that had ever been the case in Santa Cruz in recent memory, had been dispersed by a group that ironically was calling itself the Citizens Committee for the Homeless. And so it's all about the betrayal of the homeless. We have in the studio, as you'll hear, I call her now Beggarbacker Becky Johnson, of an very articulate woman who is involved with Community TV and various other groups, but involved with me as well at that time. And we had Mushroomic, who is, I believe, a homeless guy, Coral Brunn, an artist, numerous phone calls from different people, a different audio from the Citizens Committee for the Homeless's board of directors meeting, where they shut us down when we tried to present a petition and a protest. A message from Calamity Jane Immler, who is an old-time homeless activist who was very active at the beginning of the beginning of the 90s, the end of the 80s, and the middle of the 80s, when she did hunger fasts to, in fact, prompt the starting of the first ever homeless shelter in Santa Cruz, the cold and rainy night shelter, the Cedar Street shelter, which is down in the building where the Kumbwa Jazz Center now sits, or I think they're still sitting there. Various callers, some people may remember, Just Man Jim Costner, Lighthouse Linda LeMaster, and there's a report from Lighthouse Linda and me are trying to get a complaint regarding a business owner, and at that time a very anti-homeless guy, Stuart Martin, who's part of the ID building. If you remember, the ID building which used to be across from the Bookshop Santa Cruz. I think there's another building there now. And Stuart, to give him credit, has changed his ways. He is no longer, as far as I know, hostile, at least not overtly hostile, to homeless folks. And I kind of had a reconciliation with him. I wasn't angry with him as an individual, but rather for his actions. He was continually trying to get rid of homeless people who were tabling in front of his shop, as did Bookshop Santa Cruz owner Neil Coonerty at that time, continued in that tradition by Ryan Coonerty, both of whom went into politics to the detriment of the homeless community here in Santa Cruz. I think there's some New Year's Eve reports before December 22nd. Lengthy report on how difficult it was trying to file a police report about Stuart Martin's apparent assault on a homeless man. And it's what you're getting today, a flashback. Perhaps Sunday will be more current. I hope so. I may be more current myself. And if you have anything you want to let me know about in terms of events that are happening around homeless camps, which are now reportedly under threat of closure, that's along Hell's Trail, is what I'm hearing, that Monday the 27th. Actually, it's the 28th. No, it's the 21st. I got it. Calendar's a little screwy here. I'm a little screwy looking at the calendar. There's a vacate date by then. So, but anything you hear that you think might be better broadly known in the community, please give me a call, 831-423-4833, or better still, post it yourself on your social networks. But let me know, too, and I will add to the clamor. So listen in and go back to 1996, and I'm afraid you'll find that not a lot has changed in terms of the police sense of entitlement and its directives about treating one class of people one way and another class another way. Similarly, you'll find that poverty pimpery continues in full flower now, as it was then, sometimes with more kindly faces, and sometimes not.